Good afternoon and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Monday, April 19th. U.S. equities lower in Monday trading with the Dow down 0.4%, the S&P down 0.5%, the NASDAQ down 1%, and the Toronto Stock Exchange finished the day down 0.8%. Treasuries mostly weaker with some curve steepening in the 10-year yields back around 1.6%. Gold finished down 0.5%. And oil was stronger with WTI crude settling up 0.4%. Growth and momentum names slightly underperformed today after outpacing value last week, though both factors endured only modest declines. Consumer discretionary, the day's worst performer on a drag from retail and home builders. Tech weighed down by semis, which are extending last week's decline. Meanwhile, energy and real estate investment trusts saw modest gains. No clear catalysts behind today's weakness, but the pullback comes after a string of four weekly gains for the S&P, and Friday's fresh all-time high for the index, and a continued decline in volatility. Select Strategist commentary continues to highlight the potential for some near-term consolidation given stretched sentiment, positioning, and valuation indicators. Fairly quiet today from a headline perspective. Dr. Fauci said the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is likely to return as soon as Friday, possibly with some form of restriction or warning. A lot of mentions this weekend that roughly half of the U.S. adults have now received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine, and about a third have been fully vaccinated. The White House is hosting another bipartisan meeting on infrastructure today, while Cornyn has said that Republicans could support a smaller $800 billion deal. And finally, multiple reports discussed labor shortages as a potential growth headwind, and there was also some focus on the weekend sell-off in cryptocurrencies. Taking a look now at some equity-specific headlines, Herman Miller announced the acquisition of Knoll. They're going to acquire the company in a cash and stock deal valued at $1.8 billion. And Clean Energy Fuels gained 10% on the day after announcing a natural gas supply agreement with Amazon. Companies showing considerable weakness today include Haemonetics, who announced that the CSP Plasma does not intend to renew their supply agreement for use of the PCS2 plasma collection system. Shares fell 35% on the news. And Peloton, whose shares fell 7% today after the Consumer Product Safety Commission released a warning about the Peloton Tread Plus treadmill following the death of a child in March. Notable companies reporting quarterly results on Tuesday include Abbott Labs, Johnson & Johnson, Lockheed Martin, Philip Morris, Procter & Gamble, and Travelers Companies. Thank you for joining us for today's FactSet Evening Market Recap for Monday, April 19th. You can continue to follow today's news in real time at streetaccount.com.